Sadly, lives
dozens falling ill with a mysterious virus that would ultimately change
their temperatures.
The coronavirus presents a public health crisis.
This is the Make the Choice podcast, a series that provides a safe place for discussion on vaccine hesitancy, something that has caused a lot of confusion and division among mob in our community. A collaboration between the state Indigenous Health and Indigenous media peak bodies in Queensland. The Make the Choice podcast, where we find the answers to the questions our mob have around the COVID-19 vaccine. This is the Make the Choice podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Danny Tish Johnson, Gomeroi boy from Moree in New South Wales. Shout out to everybody out there. Today we are discussing vaccine hesitancy as the global 19 pandemic continues to wreak havoc across the globe. And it's having a devastating impact in communities in New South Wales and now in Queensland as the borders set to open. Today we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, and I've got an esteemed guest with me, Uncle Bob Blair. Uncle, could you please introduce yourself and just tell the audience who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, Danny, Bob Blair. I'm from Rockhampton at the moment, originally from Hervey Bay, born in Wandai, went into Cherbourg Mission when I was a little fella, and was pulled out of there, and my tribe's a Waka Waka people. And so I'm sitting in Rockhampton at the moment, and we're running a place up there called the Dreamtime Culture Centre, which is a cultural centre both in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture, as well as a 32-bed motel on board. So that keeps us pretty occupied. We've got the motel, of course, leased out. We run that for 10 years, and we just didn't realise how much work's involved in running a motel. So we got rid of that after 10 years, and we're just collecting the money now, we hope.
Oh, good on yous. Good on yous. Good to see yous are doing well up there. Tell us about Rockhampton, and I guess tell us about how COVID's been impacting up there and I guess the general sort of feeling in the communities.
Well, from the Dreamtime Cultures point of view, what we wanted to do was to go out and into the community to find out what people actually thought about the vax. And so we've went to three different organisations in Rockhampton, as well as our own and our radio station, and we put a survey together to give us an idea what people are thinking in relation to getting the COVID jab. So and we put I think it was 98 people that we went to in those organisations to get a feeling of what they thought in relation to what the jab meant to
them. It's really good that you've done this, that you've got on the front foot in your local community and said, hey, mob, what's going on?
Yep. You know? We talked about getting who could get the first jab, the second jab, and who will get it. And we also said, will you ever get the jab? And another one was the end result was not sure. So out of our 90-odd people, to give you some idea, the first jab, 7 people got the first jab. A total of 49 people were completed with their first and second jab.
So that shows a good uptake. People are...
Uptake.
Yep.
And we got 19 that will get the jab. And out of those 19, we've looked at... we're back to about 15 there. And we also asked if they would get the jab. And there was 22 out of that 98 people that said, no way will we ever get that jab. So that gives us an indication, of course, of what people are thinking. But I think also, from our point of view, there's a little bit of a change in the directions of what people are thinking after we've done the survey. So that's good in relation to people are saying, well, bugger it, I am now going to get the jab.
And did they sort of indicate why they changed their mind?
No, I think that people are now looking at, you know, what people are actually saying, and I think also with the Queensland Police Force, I think where they took the people, I think was it they I took them to court, and decided that they will have to get the jab if they're in the police force, and I think things like that gives them an indication of what people are thinking out there.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is going to be difficult to do anything, employment, travel.
Yeah.
You know, you said yourself you flew down here this morning, you wouldn't be able to do that if you weren't vaccinated. So there's a lot of, you know, blockages as well that go along with it.
I think also, Danny, is that even, you know, in Rockhampton, you've got, you know, organisations or places now where they're saying you've got to have the jab to get into here.
Mm.
And you've got to then show that certificate or show your phone of what's on that phone about what will they allow into that operation or not.
Mm. And for Rockhampton, and Rockhampton's a big satellite community for a lot of smaller communities around it, you're finding that the general uptake of the vaccination, and there's a general discussion going on in that central Queensland region?
Yes, I think so. I think now straight across from us we have the DPI organisation.
Mm-hmm.
In the last couple of days they've got their big sign up saying they'll get the jab 7 days a week from 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I seen actually on Saturday the amount of cars that were pulling into there, and I think they were going in there to get the jab.
Yep.
So I think, you know, people like that, I believe that some of the schools are also operating now people coming in to get the jab. Where that, you know, go back 2 or 3, 4 weeks ago, that wasn't happening.
Mm.
So I think people are now looking at the areas of concern that they've thought they may have had, and then some of those issues that they thought they had are now being rectified.
Mm. Just going back to your survey there that you conducted, of those 20 people, and say if we sort of spread that out and say that's about 20% of the Aboriginal population that's pretty much say, no, we don't want to get this, is there an indication as to why they don't want to get vaccinated? Is it distrust of government? Is it scared of needles? Is it...
No, I don't think. We've had a couple of questionnaires just in relation to it, and most of it was medical issues. So they never actually said, you know, what medical issues that they've got concerns in.
Yep.
But I think also with these organisations that are opening up now to take people to come in and get the jab, I think that's outlying or some of the areas that they'll have concerns that they will have no concerns anymore, I believe.
Mm. Now, that's really good, Uncle. And obviously, you're a bit of an ambassador. You've vaccinated.
Yep.
You know, what's your message? What can you say about your experience that'll sort of, I guess, help educate our mob with the real information, not the gammon stuff we see on Facebook?
Well, I think it goes back to, I remember many, many years ago when I got the flu needle.
Mm.
And I get that flu needle every year.
Yep.
And I say to people now is that you've been getting the needle for the last, you know, 15 or 20 years. Why are you stopping now?
Yep.
And I think you're dead right what you're saying is that you won't be able to go anywhere without a certificate or on your phone that tells people that you're fully vaccinated. And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing we do need to make sure is that, you know, mobs do have mobile phones and a way to show that certificate if they don't, you know. So that's something that we'll have to work on as well, especially for elders, you know. And
exactly.
Not every elder has iPhones and stuff like that to show their vaccine passports, but I know you do. You're a flash fella, so.
I think all these young fellas going to school at the moment got their mobile phone, so they'll be able to make sure it goes on there.
That's exactly right. So just going back, we're talking about the flu injection. That's something that we've had all our lives. And it's certainly something, because when you said that before, this is the conversation that I had with my own son, my eldest boy, because he was very hesitant. He didn't want to get it. And I explained to him it's like the flu vaccine. And I also explained to him, you know, you getting vaccinated protects your elders. So when you go back home to your community and see your grannies and your, you know, your pops and stuff like that and your uncles and your aunties, you're protecting them because you're vaccinated. And I don't think there's that enough understanding from young people that you're a protector.
Mm.
You know, if you get double vaxxed, then you help protect your community.
Yeah, I think so, definitely, yep.
You know? So, yeah, maybe we should have some more discussions like that. It's just like the flu injection.
Yeah, I think so. I think the more you talk about it and the more you bring that out in the open, I think it's very important from our point of view. And the other thing, too, that we're operating, as I told you before, a cultural centre.
Mm.
And we've got people in school groups coming in the whole box and dice. And I said to the staff up there when we talked about getting, getting the jab, that you're in a position where people are coming into your complex and you've got to make sure that you're up there with the best of them, so that when they do come in, and we'll say to people, listen, we're completely vaccinated here at the centre, and then you have no fears about coming in visiting our complex.
Yeah, no, that's good. Do you think mob up here in Queensland have been looking to see what's happening in New South Wales with our mob, with blackfellas, and going, oh, geez, that's, because it hit Walgett pretty hard, it hit Wilcannia pretty hard, yeah. Ngarnia, and these are up near the border, these communities. So I'm just wondering if mob have been talking about what's happening down south to sort of help them prepare them for what's going to happen up north.
No, Danny, I don't think so. I think they've got enough issues, say, here, in central Queensland with... we've got an Aboriginal community of Woorabinda, which is 150 k's northwest of us here, southwest of us at Rockhampton.
Yep.
So I think we've got other issues there, and I believe that some of those communities up north are doing well out of there. And I seen the other day with one of those Aboriginal communities up the north there somewhere. Every time they got their jab, they got an ice cream. So it was unbelievable how things happening.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can get a jab at Bunnings now and get a free sausage as well. So
it's not bad, yeah.
Maybe the mob will have to head down there. Rockhampton Bunnings on Saturday morning.
Yeah, exactly, mate, yeah.
What would you like to say to your community? What would you like to see happen? The borders will open December 17, we're hearing. The Delta outbreak and the modelling that we're hearing from IUE and other health places, telling us that Delta will come and our mob will get sick and we will lose people.
I think the way that things go at the moment, I don't think they're worried about too much about New South Wales or Victoria.
Yep.
I think they're really worried about their own people.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important from our point of view.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yep, definitely. And I think once we see that border happens and then the rest of Australia travelling into Queensland again and bringing the Delta variant with it. We've got to really look after ourselves up here.
Well, see, in Rockhampton at the moment, we don't wear the masks.
Yep.
So we get to Brisbane here, jump on the plane, mask on.
Yep.
Mask on, and stay on, while you're walking around the streets here. So, we're well situated there in Rockhampton where you're not wearing masks.
Yeah, and I think the warmer weather will sort of help it. But yeah, it is a bit of a pain in the...
It is.
Verbatim, to wear the mask. Yeah. Yeah, you look down south and they've just had the mask on for nearly 2 years.
Unbelievable.
But here, we've only had to have it on to go indoors or if there's an outbreak up here.
Exactly,
so we've been
Danny.
Very, very lucky. Uncle Bob, anything you want to add?
No, I think we covered a lot of the issues that we wanted to cover. But I think, in the next couple of weeks, I think we'll be better situated. And if we do another survey in Rockhampton to give us an idea of, those people that said... we'll get later on whether they did get the jab. And the other group is that, the people that said no way in the world whether they would change their mind.
Yeah, well, I'd love to get a second follow-up on this survey because I think it's really, really important. They really show, what our mob are thinking, what's happening on the ground. So for you guys to go and do this, it just paints a beautiful picture for us here to, tell the truth to what's going on, eh, Unc?
Yeah, and we'll do that, Danny, and give you the results later on.
Yep. So you can find out information about COVID-19 and vaccination at your various health services and your Indigenous peak health services. So thanks for your time today, Uncle Bob Bear.
Yep, thanks Danny for having us.
No worries. Well, you have a safe trip home and you help look after your mob up there, and thanks for all the work that you're doing and educating and informing our mob about COVID-19 and vaccination.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that.
The Make the Choice Podcast.